Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're here for the special schus for my beloved friend, Rabbi Ephraim Abim and Miriam Shoshana, who encouraged me to give this shir. This is our second shir on Shovavim in the year Tavshin Ayin Hei. And it should also be a schus for my beloved friend, Rav Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis. He should receive from Hashem all of the wishes of his heart, Letova, and also for my very beloved friend, Rabbi Tzvi Moshe ben Saraleya. He should also have refuah, bracha, and everything good. And all of the people I mentioned and their families should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeihem. We're going to be learning a shtickle in the Sefer Taras Emes, from the Heiliger Rav Leibel Eger, a grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who Nebuch, Leider, as they say in Yiddish, went off the derech and became a great Hasidic Rebbe. He went off the Litvisha derech. His father was not happy about it, to say the least. But the halavai, I should have a son who doesn't follow my path and becomes a tzaddik like Rav Leibel Eger. In any event, he has a Sefer Torah, Semes, Imre Emes. This is a shtickle in Parshas Vayera. Vayera elov Hashem be'elone mamre. Isa b'zora kadosh. Says in the Zohar that mamre, that Hashem appeared to him. In the portion of mamre, mamre is begematria rifa. Resh pe aleph. It's very easy to figure out because the resh and the aleph are in the word rifa. And then the pe is 80, which is mem mem. Mamre is rifa. 40 is two mems are 40, which is together 80, and that's the pay rifa. So rifa is mamre. So says Reb Leibel that the gematria that's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, bivadei shorish hadavar kenhu. So if you have a stamma gematria, it's not so easy. There's a famous Ramban, or not famous enough Ramban, that he said it's not easy to say an emistic gematria. You can do a lot of things with gematria, especially today we have computers. To say an emistika gematria isn't so easy, but if you have a gematria written in the Zohar HaKadosh, you know that you're dealing with something very, very serious of great magnitude. So you know that this, the shorish here, we're talking about the Bris Milah. Rav Rom Avinu just had his Bris Milah, and God appears to him in the portion of Mamre. Mamre is gematria refah, healing. So the topic of this shiur is healing. We're going to find out how to heal. The root of all healing in the world. Vini osos refuah, mosharish osios shel refuah. Refuah is refuah. And we know that mila is the root of refuah. We know that the Gemara says that the eighth bracha is Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, and that's Keneged Mila, which is on the eighth day. So that means that the eighth day, this Bris Mila, which is done on the eighth day, is the Shorish of Refuah. Just as by chance that Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael is the eighth bracha, and that's Keneged Mila, which is on the eighth day, because a Bris Mila needs a Refuah. No, it's more than that. That the Mila is supposed to bring Refu, it's the Shorish of Refu in the world. And therefore the eighth bracha, which is Mila, eight is Mila, is Refu. So we all know the famous Maimar Chazal in the Medrash, that Avraham Avinu asked an Eitzah from Aner Ashkol and Mamre about the Mila. And Aner said to him, "Du bist ein Alter, you're an old man, now you're going to start with Bris Milas. That's for the youngins, that's for the babies." Eshkol says to him, you know, they're going to hear, the bad guys are going to hear, the Arabs are going to hear that you, the big Jewish strong man, has a Bris Milah, and they're going to come and they're going to get you. Not Kedai. They're going to start up with you. It's Davgulacha. And then Mamre says to him, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you from the Kivshan. He saved you from the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there with you, so do the Bris. So Mamre was the one who gave him the Eitzah to do the Bris Milah, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him Be'elonei Mamre. What's Pshat in this Chazal? Why would Avraham Avinu be asking Eitza from these people? He's the Rosh HaMa'aminim. Does Avraham Avinu have any doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him? What's his suffix? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal him? He's not going to heal him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do a bris milah. Is that what you do? That after God tells you to do something, then you go ask your friends if they think it's the right thing to do? You ask Eitza if you should listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Very, very odd. Very, very strange. When he was commanded by Hashem to do the Bris Milah, he didn't have any suffix at all. He knew full well that he's going to do it the moment he was commanded. But then he thought to himself, whoa, hold on a second. Now it's a sakana. I'm very weak. The malachim, the kings are going to come and get me. They're going to hurt me. Maybe the chmitzvah is not chal now. Like a baby. If you have an 8-day-old baby who's not ready, who's not physically able to do the bris milah, then we push off the mitzvah until the baby gets better. So therefore he asked these three talmidei chachamim. An Aner and Eshkol answered him, Alpi Torah. It's a Mokum Sakana, and you're not chayav to do the Bris Milah. It's a time of danger. But that wasn't what Mamre thought. Mamre is Gematria Refuah. That's the Shorish of Refuah. And that's the Mokor of Mitzvah Milah. We think that Bris Milah is a Sakana. We think that it's dangerous to do the bris milah. You're doing this very, very delicate surgery on a newborn baby, on the most delicate of all of the human limbs. So we think it's a kana, but it's fakert. Mimena totzos chayim. The milah is what gives a refuah to all of your limbs, to the ramach evar mishas agidim, to the 248 limbs, 365 sinews. And therefore he said to him, Mamre, said to him, Mamre, Rafa, said to him, don't worry about it, Rebbe Avraham. Don't follow the Teva. You follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's going to be counterintuitive. You think this is something dangerous. This is something that's going to harm your health, impede your health. On the contrary, it's going to bring you the Rafua. That's why it's the eighth bracha. Refuah, because that's Mila. Mila is the Sherish of Refuah. So we know the Doros that if this is Sakan, it's Docha Mila, because that's because it's already, we've already been sanctified with Kedusha Sabris, or Zer Avram. And even before the baby is born, even before the baby is circumcised, he already has this Kedusha Sabris. The person says, before he's born, but certainly before he's circumcised, after he's born, he already has a kedusha bris. Person says that he's noder min amulim. He's also by reli soil. If he makes a neder that he's not going to get any benefit from somebody with a bris milah, he's not allowed to get a benefit from any Jew, even those Jews who still have their foreskins. Made a bottle of wine in Eretz Yisrael. It says, without any worry about Shemitah and foreskins. They meant to say Shemitah and Orla, but the Orla, they mixed up the two types of Orla. In any event, it's a true story. Gotta get somebody to translate those the words on the bottle. Every Jew is considered an nimol. So if I make a neder that I'm not going to get hana from nimol mulim, those who have a bris milah, I'm not allowed to get benefit even from those Jews who don't have a bris milah, because we're all within the Kedushas HaBris. We're all descended from Avraham Avinu. We're part of the Kedushas HaBris. Before mamish, even if because of it, whatever circumstances, al pi din Torah, he wasn't a mamish given bris milah. Gam kein nikra mal, you're still considered mal, and therefore you got the mitzvah. And like all mitzvah essays in the Torah, it's nitcha mipnei safek sakana. Lo kein Avraham Avinu, so that's what we're talking about today. Today we have a mitzvah before mamish to do the bris milah. But if we can't, we're still within the category of those people, or within the covenant. We still have the Kedushas HaBris because we're descended from Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu wasn't descended from Avraham Avinu. Here he was starting the process. He was not born with Kedushas HaBris. It's only through the Mila that he brought himself into this category. And if we said, so maybe I shouldn't do the bris. Because he was afraid of Sakana. And Mamre said to him, no. You have to know the normal heter of not doing it because Sakana doesn't apply here. Because you're not already within the Kedusha Sibris. And you who are starting the whole process of Mila, of Kedusha Sibris in the world, you're going to see that it's going to bring you refuah. This is the true refuah. Avraham Avinu, who's the beginning, who's the shorish of everything, he's going to show us that this really brings refuah, that it's the shorish of refuah, it's the root of healing in the world. And therefore Mamre said to him, don't worry about the suffix sakana. Do the bris milah. It's going to bring you refuah. Also the place, according to the way people speak, place of Elone Mamre, that's the place of Sharish HaRefua. It's like Mamre's Rifa. So Elone Mamre, that his portion was the root of Rifu in the world. He bechinas kedusha azos who makom v'sharish kol refuah. So this kedusha sabris, is the place and root of all healing. Like we say in davening, Bore Rifuos, Kiulavado Poel Yeshuos, Sechadashos, Baal Machamos, Red Stakos, Mosvim Yeshuos, Bore Rifuos, Narasilos, Son of Los, Hamechadesh Betuva. So after the Bore Rifuos, you have Mechadesh Betuva, because Betuva is Bechina of Bris, Bechina Tzadik. Because what does it say? Emru Tzadik, Kitov. Success. Now we know tzaddik is seldola, mid of yisod, which is bris. And that's the borei refuos. And this refuah, you know what's going to bring the refuah? The mechadesh betuvo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechadesh the tov, this mid of tov, imbu tzaddiki tov. This yisod. Ki ikar itavut kol olamot hu rak mikoach kedushat habrit. What makes the worlds go on, continue to exist? The kedushas habris. Hamechadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'ase bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh with tuv. Tuv is bris. Imrut sadik ki tov. Ki tov. Tov is. Bechinas bris, because it's related to tzaddik. Tzaddik is seldolim, which is bris. So mechadish betuvo b'chorim tovim ma'ase bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish ma'ase bereishis mikoch this tov. Torah kedushas habris. It's a pasuk. It's an often a pasuk. Im lo brisi, if not for my covenant, then yom ha'balayla chukas shemayim v'aretz lo samti. There's no world. If there's no bris, there's no world. There's no existence. There's no mechadish. My separatius? You need the Kedusha Sabris. So all the Olama semikoch the Bris Mila. But certainly, Befrat, Refuas Haguf Mamish. The Shorish of Refuas Bris Mila. Bevadai, concludes Rabbi Leibel, Kedayi v'yicholi kedushas habris sheterachim lashpia shef refuah shlem l'chol Yisrael. The kedusha of bris will bring refuah to all the Jewish people, all of the cancer and all of the Lou Gehrig's disease, and all of the Tay-Sachs and the Ebolas and all of the horrible machlas. That you go to any hospital, you walk into Shari Tzedek and Hadassah and Eretz Yisrael, you have unfortunately a number of hospitals, unfortunately, because people are sick. Not once they're sick, we're happy to have hospitals to treat them. And you go into New York at Mount Sinai Hospital and Beth Israel and all over. Hospital after hospital, filled with cholim. So what's the refuah for all of their machalas and ruchnias? Shmiras HaBris. Bris is the Shorash HaRefuah. And that means that if there's so many sick people that l'chora we're pogum in our Shmiras HaBris, that's what brings the machala. Not chas v'shalom the people, I'm not saying anybody specifically is guilty, but as a klal, we see from this piece of Torah, we see from the Gemara and Megillah, that's the root of refuah in the world is the mitzvah of bris mila and shmiras habris, everything related to the bris, shmiras hamachshav and shmiras hainayim and shmiras hadibur, shmiras hashmiya, what we hear, places we go, the people we associate with. There's so much pagama bris in this world. It's gefährlich. It's really terrible, horrifying. So we should all be zochemir to Hashem. Connect to our Kedushas HaBris. We should bring refuah saguf to all Holy Israel, Befrat Yehuda ben Sarah, ben Margalit Sarah, a baby who needs a special refuah, a young boy. We should be zochem et Hashem to refuah shlem b'sarach shol Holy Israel, and we should be zochem b'karav mamish to the Geula Hashlema b'mehera v'yameinu amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.